perfect love.
想象一下那完美的爱。
Imagine a world where there is no evil.
想象一下如果这个世界没有罪恶。
Imagine a world where there is gentleness and kindness.
想象一下这个世界如果充满了温柔和良善。
Imagine a world that has joy and peace.
想象一下如果这个世界充满了喜乐和平安。
But we look around and we don't see much of that.
但是如果我们看一眼这个世界，我们看不到太多这些美好的东西。
But we
但是我们应该看到, Amen.
So this morning's message is very simple. It's that Jesus said that we are to be perfect because the Heavenly Father is perfect.
今天早上我们的信息很简单，就是说耶稣基督告诉我们说，我们应该完全，因为天上的父是完全的。
In the scripture here behind me, it says, you therefore will be perfect, growing into spiritual maturity, both in mind and character, actively integrating godly values into your daily life as your Heavenly Father is perfect.
所以今天我们投影上这个屏幕上这个写的这个经文就是说，所以你们要完全，你们身心在灵性里面要成熟，敬虔要融入你们的生活，像你们的天父完全一样。
The word perfect in the Greek is telios, and that means that it's brought to the end. It's finished. It's complete.
希腊文这个完全的意思是叫 celios. 这个希腊词的意思就是说我们的功已经做完了，我们已经是成熟了，没有什么事情再需要我们来去做了。
It doesn't mean that we are, in a sense, perfect like God right now. But it means that God wants us to be mature like Him.
这句话是说，神并不是指望我们今天就得以完全，而是希望我们逐渐的成熟起来。
Now, when we receive Jesus as our Lord and Savior, yes, we are no longer judged for our sin. That's right.
是的，当我们接受主耶稣作为我们的救主的那一天，我们的确没有神天父的这个对我们的审判就已经被
But it doesn't mean that we stop sinning.
但是这并不意味着我们在地上的日子不犯罪。
For example, before I was a Christian, if God was over there and I am here, my sin separated me from God.
就像当我在受洗的时候，我在这里，神在那里，我跟神仍然是因为罪的原因，我们被彼此分隔。
I was His creation. But I wasn't his child. He was not my father.
我是神所创造的，但神并不是我的父亲，我也不是神的儿子。
But when I humbled myself and I was sorry for my sins, then I moved over here next to the Father, and I was no longer judged for my sin and going to hell.
当我认我的罪，当我来信耶稣基督的时候，神就免了我的罪。 同时使我能够来到神的面前，使我能够和神的距离如此之近。
So now, if I sin, if I don't tell the truth, or if I'm not kind, then the Father and through the Holy Spirit, we try to mature, we try to remove the evil, but we do it together.
在这种状态下，如果我仍然犯罪，比如我说谎，或者是我做了一些其他错的事情，这个时候神就会通过圣灵 来告诉我，来帮助我，来成熟。但是记住，这件事情是圣灵或者是神和我一起来做的。
And that's the idea of perfection as presented in this verse, that we continue to be filled with the Holy Spirit to become more mature in Christ.
这就是在这节经文中这个完全的意思，意思是说我们在神的帮助之下，我们越来越符合他的心意。
I remember when our children were young, we wanted to be sure that their eyes would only look at good things.
当我的孩子很小的时候，我希望我们的孩子的眼睛看到的永远是一些好的东西，而不是那些不好的东西。
Whether they were watching a TV program or whether they were on the computer and we had many, many controls on them, we wanted to make sure they would see only good things so that they would be mature.
当他们小的时候，他们看在家里面看电视啊，或者是看电脑屏幕的时候，我们家里面采取了很多的措施，防止他们看到那些不好的东西，这样他们才能够逐渐的成熟起来。
So we always would read to them Psalm 103 that says, "I will set before my eyes no evil thing." I will set before my eyes no evil thing. Psalm 103.
所以我经常跟孩子们讲读这个圣经。这个诗篇101篇第三节，邪僻的事我都不摆在我眼前。
And then we would print the verse out and we would put it on the TV. We would put it on the computer. We would put it on the mirror in the bathroom.
所以我们就会把这节经文打出来，我们会把它贴在电视机上，贴在这个计算机的屏幕上，甚至贴在这个厕所里面。
And they were constantly reminded of that important principle.
所以他们就会在这种随时随地的这些场合里面被提醒说，这是一个很重要的神的原则。
So parents, grandparents, sometimes it's good. You know, you can tell your children, don't do this, don't do this. But sometimes it's just good to put a sign somewhere, a little note that helps them to remind them to follow God.
在座的这些我们这些父母或者是我们祖父祖母，我们。很多时候我们提醒孩子们不要做这个不要做那个是很好的，但是呢很多时候我们也可以通过这种神的话语来提醒他们什么是正确的。
Julie's grandmother would do that all the time. We would spend time with her in her house when we were first married, and we were in her house, and she wanted things done the right way, so she had signs for us all over the house.
Julia 和唐牧师刚结婚的时候，那时候他们住在Julia 的这个祖母的这个奶奶的这个家里面，然后在他这个 Julia 的这个奶奶，她就会有很多家里的这个规条，要怎么样把事情做对，所以就会不停的来提醒 Julia 和 Pastor Tom 怎么样来做事情。
When you walk in through the door, you know, take your shoes off. Don't forget.
当你这个一进家里门的时候，他就有一个有一个贴的一个提示，就是说要把鞋脱下来，别忘了把鞋脱下来。
You see, she was a kindergarten teacher, a first grade teacher, so she knew how to train children.
朱莉的这个奶奶是她是一个这个老师，是一个教幼儿园的老师，所以她非常知道如何给出这些指令。
So in what way are we supposed to be like the Father? The Father says we are supposed to be perfect like the Heavenly Father is perfect, but what is the Father like?
在经文这里讲，就是说我们需要像天父一样完全，但是我们首先要知道是说天父的完全到底是什么意思。
Now we know that he is holy.
我们知道他是圣洁的。
But what else is he besides holy?
那么除了圣洁之外，他还有什么性情呢？
Well, we can see here by this little word here, that he is faithful. He is all powerful. He is truth. He is holy. He is eternal. He is a redeemer.
所以我们看这个屏幕上呢，英文是这个 Father， 然后他们开头的这个英文词代表的是。神不仅仅是圣洁的，他同时也是信实的、大能的，他就是真理，他也是永恒的，并且他是我们救赎主，或者他是赎罪的。
So when Jesus said, "I want you to be perfect," he says, "I want you to be like my dad. I want you to be like him in these areas."
所以当耶稣说你们需要像天父一样完全的时候，那他的意思就是说我们需要像天父，像这个经文上或者是这个屏幕上打到讲的一样，就是我们需要有这些性情。
He wants you to be faithful.
他需要我们真的是有信实信实。
He wants you to keep your promises.
他希望我们每一个人都能够说到做到。
He wants you to admit your mistakes.
他希望我们勇于承认我们所做的错事。
Many people ask me, you know, what does it take to be a good parent? What does it take to be a good brother and sister?How do you build trust in a relationship?
很多人问唐牧师说，你怎么样做一个好的父亲？怎么样做一个好的这个弟兄？怎么样去来建立一个互相信任的良好的关系
？Well, the Bible says that you need to keep your promises. If you say you're going to do something, you need to do it.
圣经告诉我们说，我们说话要守信。如果我们答应了做一件事情，那我们就要把它做到。
Julie and I were just married 39 years.And I know in some marriage relationships, it doesn't end good. And I understand that. We don't live in a perfect world. And it may not be our fault. But we still need to keep our promises as long as we can.
唐牧师和师母结婚了很多年，我们都知道在婚姻生活中，很多时候并不是一帆风顺或者是完美的，但是我们要遵守我们结婚时候的誓言。
And unlike God never makes a mistake, but he wants us to be faithful in the area that if we make a mistake, we must apologize. Amen.
当然神是从来不会犯错误的，他希望我们是忠实并且守信的，所以当我们做错事情的时候，我们就要认罪。
And I know it's difficult, parents, to apologize to your children. I know it's difficult. I know it's very, very hard. But we must, because if we don't, then they won't. And is that the kind of children we want to raise?
所以我在座的父亲母亲们，我们知道很多时候向我们的孩子道歉是一件很困难的事情。但是如果我们自己不向孩子道歉的话，那么孩子也不会道歉。我们不希望我们的孩子也长成这样的人。
Another one is all powerful.
另外一点是说神是大能的神。
God is everywhere present. Can you imagine that right now? God is here. God is in Ellicott City. God is in California. God is in China and Africa. He's everywhere at the same time. Isn't that amazing to you?
主是大能的主，主而且是无处不在的主。他现在在我们这个教会，他也可以在 Alex City， 他也可以在加利福尼亚，他也可以在中国，他甚至可以在非洲，他可以无处不在，他是一个全能的大能的主。
There's nowhere you can go where God isn't.
在世上没有一个地方你可以去，但神不能够去。
I remember when we were first missionaries to Indonesia.
唐牧师第一个这个 mission trip 或者是这个宣道的旅行是到印度尼西亚。
And we got off the plane and we landed in this country, never been there before, the fifth largest country in the world and the largest Muslim country in the world.
当他们下飞机的时候，他们意识到说马来西亚是印度尼西亚是世界上第五大的国家，也是世界上最人口穆斯林人口最多的一个国家。
And we first visited our first fellowship in the house.
他们到了那个地方之后，是到了一个弟兄的家里面，有这个我们说的是这个fellowship group， 对。
And we went through the crowded streets of the mountain village.
他们就是通过这个弯弯曲曲的小路，非常拥挤的这种小路，一直到了这个山里面的这个小村子。
And we went from one dark valley through another dark valley because they don't have much electricity.
他们。经常是穿过这种黑黑的这种村子，因为他们是没有电的。
And then we got to the place of the house, and all the furniture was removed from the house.
他们到了这个地方之后，发现所有的这个家具都被从房子里面移了出来。
And they were all sitting on the floor.
所有的人都坐在这个地上。
All the shoes were at the door.
所有的鞋都摆在这个门外。
Or I should say the sandals.
对，当然在那个地方，他们都是穿的是拖鞋。
And they were praising and they were worshiping God right there with very little. They were very poor, no food at all, and they were just worshiping God.
在那个地方，他们物质生活是非常的贫乏，他们甚至没有食物，但是他们聚集在一起，他们一起来向神来祷告，来赞美。
My wife and I thought we were bringing God to the people, but the people brought God to us that day.
那一天我们以为我们就是唐牧师和师母认为他们是把神带给他们，那他们的经历告诉他们说是这些贫困的信徒把神带给了他们。
We learned a lot from our Chinese Indonesian brothers and sisters. We learned a lot and I increased in my faith a lot during that time.
唐牧师和师母在这个印度尼西亚和中国的这个宣教旅程实在是给了他们很多这个成长的经历。
In fact, it was a Chinese doctor that saved my life.
事实上是有一个中国的医生来救了唐牧师的命。
He told me of the cancer I had, and if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be here today.
那个中国的医生告诉了这个唐牧师，他有身上有癌症，并且医治这个癌症。如果不是这个原因，唐牧师可能现在就没有办法站在这里讲道。
You see, this is the all-powerful nature of God, isn't it? I mean, He's all-powerful. He's everywhere. So why do we worry? Why do we worry? He's in your future. Don't worry.
你看这一切唐牧师所经历的一切都是神的大能的显现，所以我们要知道说神在我们将来的每一天中，那么我们有什么可以值得担心的呢？
God is truth, he cannot lie.
神是真理，他不说谎。
He is also holy.
它同时也是圣洁的。
Take a look at this slide right here. You can just read it in Chinese. That's
okay. 那我们看一下这个我们现在的这个屏幕上，我们这个经文，这个经文讲的是说，圣洁。圣洁呢，它的这个名词的意思呢，是说就是从圣，就是 from holy。圣洁的状态是指就是说一个品德品格上的这种纯正。当我们只用在至高者或者说我们的神的上面，是说圣洁是这个是完全正直的，也是神的特性之一。但是当我们把这个 holiness 就是这个圣洁用在我们人的身上的时候，是指我们的性情是纯洁的，是敬虔的。但是要记住一点，就是说并不完全，就是说在这个词用在神和用在人身上一个最大的区别，就是说神是完全的，人是不完全。
You see, this is the heart of God right now, is being holy and being loving.
所以神的心意是圣洁，并且是有爱的。
Let me give you an illustration.
所以我们来做一个在板子上做一个示范。
Before the world was created, there was eternity. Before the world was created, this is the world right here. And before the world was created, there was eternity.
这个是世界。那在世界被神所创造出来之前是永恒的。
I have a question for you this morning.
今天早上我们唐牧师有一个问题来问大家。
What was God doing?What was God the Father doing? What was God the Son doing? Jesus Christ. What was God the Holy Spirit? What were they doing before they created the universe?
那这个问题就是说，当圣父、圣子、圣灵他们创造了这个世界之前，他们在干什么？
Have you ever thought about that question?
有人想过这个问题吗？
Well, the Bible doesn't tell you exactly what they were doing.
当然，圣经并没有很精确的来，或者说很仔细来。告诉过我们这个问题。
But by their character, we do know what they were doing.
但是根据他们的性情，我们可以知道他们在做什么。
They were busy being holy.
所以他们在一起，他们肯定是圣洁的。
And that's the definition that I have right behind me. They were busy being perfect. There was no bad thought. There was no bad action. And there was no bad.Feeling. There was no bad thought, there was no bad action, and there was no bad feeling. It was all perfect.
所以当他们在一起的时候，没有任何不好的东西，一切都是完美的。
The second thing we know is that they were busy being loving.
第二件事我们所知道的是，他们在一起的话，那么就是永远是有爱在一起。
And we understand what love is, right?Love is three things. Remember these three things. Very simple this morning. Love is three things. It's unconditional. It means no matter what you do, I will still love you. No matter what you do, I will still love you. I may not approve, but I still love you no matter what you do. Unconditional.
我们知道神的爱是有三个特性的。第一个特性就是说神的爱是无条件的爱。无条件的爱并不意味着他赞同你做的每一件事情，但是他仍然爱你。
And you can read that in Romans 5:8. We won't take a look at it, but you can read that in Romans 5:8.
这个罗马书五章第八节讲的就是这一点。
And we know secondly that love is sacrificial. God so loved the world that he gave his son to us. He sacrificed his own life for us so that we might have life with him. So God is sacrificial.
所以神的爱的第二个特点是说，他的爱是牺牲的爱。神爱世人啊，甚至将他的独生子赐给我们，让凡是信他的得以永生。所以就是说，神他牺牲了自己来爱我们。
So his love is unconditional, his love is sacrificial, and number three, it's everlasting. It's everlasting from the beginning of time until this time. It's everlasting for eternity. Everlasting.
所以神的爱的第三个特点是说，这不仅仅是圣洁的，不仅仅是无条件的，不仅仅是牺牲的爱，同时 也是永恒的爱。从他创世之前 到世界末了，神都一直是爱我们的。
So we know that before the world was created, God was holy, he was loving. But there's one more thing we know about God before he created the world. Do you know what that is?
我们知道这个神创造了这个世界，但是有没有人知道，就是说这个当他们创造之前有一件事情我们是可以确定的，是什么事情呢？
He was communicating. They were communicating with each other. Here is God the Father. Here is God the Son. And here is God the Holy Spirit. They were communicating to each other. What were they communicating? They were communicating holiness. They were communicating love. They were communicating. They were talking to each other.
所以呢，就是说，圣父、圣子、圣灵，当他们在创世之先，他们彼此有亲密的交通。所以这个我用这个简单的写，我去掉了这个我去掉了这个圣子，所以希望大家理解这个，因为时间有限。所以圣父圣子圣灵他们在这个创世之前，他们彼此有亲密的交通，他们在圣洁里有交通，他们彼此有相爱的交通。
So if Satan, if the evil one wants to destroy a society, listen carefully. If the evil one wants to destroy a society, if the evil one wants to destroy a marriage, if an evil one wants to destroy a family, a work situation, if the evil one wants to destroy all of the culture, he will break holiness, he will break love, and he will break up communication.
所以当这个当罪或者当这个邪恶想要去来破坏这个一个家庭、一个夫妻的关系、一个社会的时候，那他所要做的事情就是说，他让这个社会的圣洁没有了，他让这个社会的爱没有了，他让彼此社会这个成员之间的交通也没有了。
Okay, thank you. Let's go back to the message here. But the reason I'm showing you this right now is I work with a lot of youth over the years. I work with a lot of different age groups. I love working with the young ones, middle age groups. I just love it. That's just the way God created me. I love that.
唐牧师在这么多年的为主服事中，他跟不同的这个年龄层次的人这个都有很亲密的这个交通。
So let me warn you, and I know you already know this, but let me warn you, communication is a real problem in the family today with all the cell phones, everybody's on their own units. Watch out for this, because Satan is very clever. And when he can divide a family, when a family stops talking to each other, that's when he can destroy the family.
有一点我特别要来警告大家的，就是说在我们家庭关系中，其中最重要的一点就是我们小心我们的家庭成员之间彼此的交通不要被破坏掉。当我们每个人都有自己的手机、有自己的电脑、有自己的房间的时候，当我们彼此之间停止互相的言语上的交流的时候，那么很有可能我们的家庭的关系就被撒旦来破坏了。
So we are supposed to be like the Father, as faithful, all powerful, truth, and eternal.
所以我们应该像天父一样，我们要有信实、大能，我们要有真理，我们要圣洁。
We are all going to live forever. Isn't that good news? Oh, your bodies will die, but your souls will go on forever. That is one of the best things to think about. That'll really make you joyful, won't it?
我们知道我们的肉体是不会永恒的，但是我们的灵魂会永恒的。所以当我们想一想说，我们这个灵魂可以永远的活下去的时候，这是一个很好的让人喜乐的一个消息。
And finally, God is our Redeemer, which means that God is love.
所以最后一点，这个屏幕上讲说，神是我们的救赎主，所以这是一个非常好的消息。
And so, when we think of the area of perfection, we want to be sure that we think about things like holiness. And now, in conclusion, last 15 minutes, I want to share with you there's three aspects of maturity. There's three aspects in the Bible about maturity. Three.
所以当我们提到完全的时候，我们当然知道说我们要圣洁。那同时呢，就是说关于这个如何完全的时候，有三个方面的东西我们要来学习。
And in theology, don't be afraid of the word theology. Theology just means the study of God. Theo, God, and ology, the study of, like biology, the study of your bio.
这个从神学上来讲，就是这有三个点。我们希望大家不要对神学这个词有太多的恐惧，因为所谓的神学就是说对神来我们怎么看这件事情，就跟我们说 biology 就是生物一样，就是我们研究有生命的东西叫生物学，那么我们研究神就是神学。
So there's three kinds of maturity as if this defined in the Bible. The first one here is called positional sanctification. Sanctification just means separated from sin. So the first one is positional sanctification.
所以这个我们刚才讲就是这个完全或者成熟有三个方面。那我们第一点讲的是说这种成圣的起点。
And we can see it here by the scripture. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin. But to all who believed in him and accepted him, he gave the right to become the children of God. We can all say this together.
Okay.OK， 所以这个就是像我们在这个屏幕上所给我们大家看的一样，就是圣经上告诉我们说，我们落在光明中行，那如同神在光明中，就彼此相交。他儿子耶稣基督的血也洗净我们一切的罪，凡接待他的，就是信他名的人，他就赐他们权柄，做神的儿女。
So we see here that number one that.Becoming mature is becoming a Christian. That's the first step.
所以我们要在主里完全或者成熟，那么第一步就是说我们要成为神的儿女。
And we know that in Romans it says that if all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, everybody has sinned and everybody needs a Savior.
所以罗马书三章二十三节讲说，因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
Now, some of us may be better than others. You have met a lot of good people, right? And you think to yourself, wow, I mean, they're even nicer than Christians. Have you ever met somebody like that? There are people that are out there like that. But are they going to heaven? Of course not, because they're not perfect.
这个我们在生活中遇到各种各样的人，其中很多人是很好的人。但是呢，就是说，如果他们不信神的话，那他们的结局是什么呢？仍然是地狱，因为他们不是神的儿女。
If I went to California and I'm standing on the beach or some other island, I could try to swim to Hawaii. Now there may be very good swimmers that might get closer to Hawaii, but none of us are going to swim to Hawaii.
这就好比一个人站在这个加利福尼亚的海边，他说：“哦，我要自己游泳游到这个夏威夷去。”我们知道可能有些人游泳很好，他可能会游得稍微远一点，离夏威夷近一点。但是没有人能够凭着自己游到夏威夷。
When our son went to go to school down in Florida, we said, "Don't go swimming too much because there are sharks where you're at. Be careful."
当唐牧师和他的孩子住在这个佛罗里达的时候，他经常跟他的孩子讲说：“哦，别游得太远，因为那个海里面有鲨鱼。”
We always tell our kids joking around, "Be careful. The sharks like American fast food, and you're a fast swimmer. Be careful."
这个唐牧师经常跟他的孩子开玩笑说：“这个，鲨鱼这个是这个就我们作为美国人是喜欢这个叫 fast food 的，就或者这个快餐，但是这个鲨鱼呢，肯定呢就是因此就是喜欢游得快的人，因为他的儿子游泳很快嘛。
The point is this: some of us might be better than others, but all of us are lost. But when we become saved, we are a child of God, and we start on the road of perfection.
我们知道说，无论我们做人是好人好一点还是不好一点。我们都是罪人，只有当我们得救了，我们才真正的是来到这个成圣的起点，因为我们成为神的儿女。
So you can think of perfection is like a road. How many of you like to go hiking? I know you guys like to go hiking. We hike all the time. And we love going down paths. Do you like to explore the path with a map? How many of you like a map when you go hiking? How many of you like a map? Yeah, all the guys like a map. My wife, she doesn't like a map. She's like, let's just go. Let's just trust God. But I like a map.
不知道在座的这个弟兄姐妹们有没有人喜欢这个我们去爬山或者是走路，然后这个不同的人有不同的这个习惯，有些人是喜欢说 哇，我的路就朱丽，比如朱丽，她就说我路就在我前面，我就炸住路子走就好了。但是也有一些人可能会喜欢有一个地图，我们在这个走这个 trail 的时候，我们就知道说我们的起点在哪，我们会到哪里。
But I used to be in Boy Scouts. I almost made it to Eagle Scout, and my Boy Scout leader always said, "Make sure you have two things: a compass and a map." So I was trained really well by my Boy Scout leader.
唐牧师因为他有童子军的经历，所以他就是说从小就被训练说，当我们出去远行的时候，我们要有一张地图，要有一个指南针。
And so when you think in terms of perfection or maturity, think of a path. You start the path, that's called positional sanctification. You walk on the path, and that's called progressive sanctification.
如果我们把完全或者成熟作为一条我们人生的路来看的话，那么我们的起点是说，当我们得救的时候，我们就有了这个成圣的这个就是成圣的起点。接下来，那么就是我们要走成圣的这条道路。
And we can see here in Peter and in Galatians, as he who called you is holy, you are also to be holy in your conduct. I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh.
所以呢，就像我们现在这个屏幕上打出来的经文一样，就是说彼得前书一章十五节说，那召你们的既是圣洁，你们在一切所行的事上也要圣洁。加拉太书五章十六节说，你们当顺着圣灵而行，就不放纵肉体的情欲了。
So if you want to teach yourself or you want to teach your children how to grow in their maturity, you must teach them how to walk.
所以如果我们想要让我们自己或者让我们的儿女如何在属灵这个成熟这条路上来走的话，那么我们需要就是说知道我们按照什么标准来做。
Like a little baby, right? You're teaching your children how to walk, and you can't wait until they walk. Then after they walk, they start to run, and you think, I wish I wouldn't have taught them how to walk. Now I can't catch them anymore.
当我们有孩子，他孩子很小的时候，我们总是很迫切的希望我教我们的孩子怎么样来走路。但是孩子一旦走路很快，你会发现他开始跑了，然后你可能就会说，哎呀天哪，我希望我当时没有教我的孩子怎么走路就好。
We had some missionary couples, they had young children, and their child was falling all the time. And we were living in a village with a lot of concrete, and their children were falling. The kids were trying to walk and they would fall, and they would get cuts on their head. So they didn't have much, but they tied a diaper around his head.
当年这个唐牧师和他们在和其他的这个宣教士夫妇在一起的时候，他们住在一个地方，另外一对宣教士夫妇他们有一个很小的孩子，但他们住条件比较简陋，就是说所以他们住的地方很多都是水泥地。那个小孩子在学走路、学爬或者学走路的时候，他经常会摔倒，所以这个额头就会被摔坏。然后这个宣道士夫妇呢，他们就把这个尿片这个布绑在这个小孩子的头上来作为一个保护。
They were cloth diapers because none of us had plastic diapers. They're too expensive where we were. We just had cloth diapers. But why did the parents do that? Because they wanted to protect their child, right?
当然了，他们当时没有现在我们这个美国用的这个一次性的这个尿布，他们用的就是说普通的布做的这个尿布来保护这个孩子。那我们就是说，那作为家长，那个宣道士的夫妇为什么要这么做呢？因为他们要保护他们的小孩子。
So in the Bible, God gives us four ways to protect ourselves. Okay, we're almost finished. The Bible says there's four ways that can help us to become more mature. Four principles.
那么我们怎么做呢？就是说神是如何来保护我们呢？在圣经上，神告诉我们四条来保护我们的这个神的这个principle 是
And it spells the word walk, W-A-L-K.
这四条原则呢，可以用 W-A-L-K 作为开头。
For those of you that are taking notes, this will really help you. Number one, W stands for the Word of God. You must read the Bible. Amen? Do you read the Bible every day? Really, it's the compass. It's the map. Sorry about that.
W 是这句话的开英文的开头，意思是说是Word of God, 就是说神的话，就是最重要第一条，就是说我们神把神的话通过圣经来给了我们。
In Psalm 119:11, and those of you that are in Awana, you know this one. Psalm 119:11, I have hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against thee.
诗篇119篇11节说，我将你的 我将你的话藏在心里，免得我得罪你。
I love God, of course, but I love Awana and the ministry of Awana at this church. It is an amazing ministry.
我爱神，但是我同时也非常喜欢这个我们教会的 Awana 这个 ministry。
They teach, for those of you who don't know, there's many good things about Awana, and Yunan, he could tell you a lot about Awana. He's been doing a wonderful job in Awana. But Awana teaches kids to memorize the scripture, to memorize the scripture.
Awana 是一个很好的儿童节目，儿童这个 ministry. 其中有一点就是说很重要一点就是说 Awana 是让孩子们来把圣经背在心里面。
When our children were in the United States, they went through the Awana programs when they were young. And even today,our kids still remember those scriptures in their heart, and they're wonderfully walking close to the Lord.
唐牧师的孩子在小的时候也是参加过 Awana, 所以直到他们今天已经长大成人了，他们仍然能够记住当时他们在 Awana 背诵的这个圣经的经文。
So can I ask you a question? I'm going to ask you a question. How are you at teaching your kids to memorize scripture? And one of the best ways to do it, make some signs and.Everywhere, like I said before, so wherever they turn, they see the scripture that can help you remember.
对，唐牧师来问大家一个问题，就是我们在教导我们孩子来熟悉或者背诵经文这一点上，我们做的怎么样呢？唐牧师给我们一个很好的建议，就是说，那有一条我们可以做，就是我们把经文打出来，把它贴在我们家里的各个地方，这样孩子无论到哪里，他都能够看到经文，就能够提醒他说，哦，这个经文是我要背下来的。
When I was in China, teaching at a university in Zhengzhou, it's a wonderful university, 20,000 students, I was having lunch with a neuroscientist that graduated from the University of Pennsylvania, a Chinese scientist.
唐牧师当年是在中国宣教，他是在郑州大学，那个学校是一个很大大学，有20,000个学生。有一次他吃饭的时候是遇到一个这个神经学家，这个神经学家是从Penn State 的这个留学过，然后回到中国。
And he was doing some research projects, and I love to talk about research. And we were talking about memory. We were talking about memory.
他做的这个研究项目呢，是跟记忆有关的。
And I was asking him, how do you keep a strong memory? How do you make your memory strong? I'm getting older. I want to make sure my memory is getting better, not worse. So I asked him some help.
所以唐牧师就请教他这个神经学家一些问题。他说这个。我年纪慢慢大了，我记忆力越来越不好，但是我不想这样，我想怎么样能够加强我的记忆，把东西记得越来越牢靠。
We have two children, David and Joseph. Sometimes I'm calling Joseph David and David Joseph. I can't even remember my own kids' names sometimes.
唐牧师说这个他有两个孩子，一个叫 David, 一个叫 Joseph. 他说有的时候他会把他两个名字都喊
I bet some of you do. You're smiling. I know you do the same thing.
你们在下面点头微笑的，可能你们也犯过这样的错误。
But you know what he said? He said this.He said, in terms of memory research, and this is from God, this is not just secular psychology. God made our minds this way. So this is about God right now, because God is the creator. He just discovered what God said. You don't have to translate all that. He just discovered what God said. But he said this about memory. Memory is very important when you learn something, that there's an interval between when you learn it the first time and the second time, or the third time, or the fourth time, or the fifth time.That interval is very important. That you don't wait too long, or you don't even do it too short. But there's a certain interval where you need to understand it, and then a little bit later, review it. And a little bit later, review it. He said that interval, according to our research, is about one day, 24 hours. Isn't that interesting?
Okay, 我们接下来讨论一点这个所谓神经学的研究。但记住，我们当我们讨论科学研究的时候，我们是在讨论上帝的创造。Okay, 这个学者神经学家说，那我们的记忆一个很重要的就是说，当我们从最开始学习到第二次接触到第三次接触，我们每一个中间有一个阶段，这个中间有一个间隔期，这个间隔期对我们的记忆是非常重要的，太长太短都不好。他的这个研究表明说，当我们第一次到第二次这个间隔期最好是一天的时间。
And this corresponds directly with the Bible. Directly with the Bible, you don't have to translate all of this, but Psalm 1, verse 2, it says, the delight of the Lord is the Lord, and the law, and he meditates on it day and night. Let me just paraphrase it. If you delight yourself in the Lord, if you meditate on the scriptures day and night, you will be like a tree planted by the water. Isn't that beautiful? If you meditate day and night, You will be like a tree planted by the water. It's the same thing with that interval, day, and then again a little bit later night.
其实这个规律在圣经上，我们看诗篇就讲到，就是说，如果我们日夜思念神的话，我们就像树在水边一样。所以这个是神奇妙的，这个告诉我们这个原则。
So God help you, God bless you as you memorize, and as you memorize, help your children or your group memorize.Memorization is very important in maturity.
所以能够记住或者背诵神的经文是非常重要的。所以当我们能够记住这段经文，并且不停的不停的间隔的持续的去来反复的思考它的时候，这对我们的成熟或者成熟完全是非常有益的。
So three types of sanctification: positional sanctification, progressive sanctification, and then the final one is here on the screen behind me: perfective sanctification.
所以我们知道就是说这三个步骤就是我们当我们得救我们是成圣的起点然后我们就会不停的有一个成圣的道路那么最后的就是我们如何能够成圣的完全
We shall be like him for we shall see him as he is 1 John 3:2 The Bible says that he is in heaven Christ will transform our lowly bodies so that we will be like him in our glorious bodies
就如经文所讲约翰一书三章第二节说我们必要像他因为必得见他的真体腓立比书三章二十一节告诉我们说将我们这卑微的身体改变形状和他自己荣耀的身体相似
Finally, all sin will be gone. Finally, we will be perfected. We will be like God in the sense that we won't sin anymore. Isn't that good news this morning that we will someday overcome sin completely?
到那一天我们就得以完全我们的身体将不再犯罪这是一个多么好的消息
When we get saved I have a question for you When we get saved Why doesn't God just take us up to heaven right away? Why not? We get saved Why doesn't we just go right up to heaven? Why?
所以唐牧师问大家一个问题就是说既然我们得救就可以有永生，那为什么神不马上把我们接到天家去呢
？Because he wants us to be holy, he wants us to be loving, and he wants to communicate that between each other in our fellowships. This needs to happen here, because Jesus said that Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. God is interested in heaven.God is interested in earth, and someday heaven will come down to earth. We know it in Revelation.
这个答案就在于说，神希望我们能够做到圣洁，希望我们有爱，希望我们能够彼此交通，和神有美好的交通。这个是发生在我们教会，发生在地上。他的心意是说，他的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
May God help us all.
愿神来帮助我们每一个人。
Positional sanctification, progressive sanctification, and perfected sanctification.
总结一下，就是说我们成圣的起点，记住是我们得救的时刻；成圣的道路是我们一生的功课；成圣的完全是当我们进入，是当我们回到天家的那一刻。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Father in heaven.
主啊，天上的父。
Thank you so much for our time together.
谢谢你和我们在一起的时间。
And I know it's not easy when we talk about perfection.
主啊，我们知道谈论完全是不是一件容易的事。
I've been walking with you, Lord, for over 40 years, and I still have a long way to go.
主啊，真的是我们和你我们信主已经很多年，但是仍然前方有很长的路要走。
I wish I was kinder to my wife.
我真的希望我对我的太太能够更加的温柔。
I wish I was kinder to my brothers and sisters.
希望能够对我的弟兄姐妹能够更加的慈爱。
Even in my own family and even in this own church, I wish I was a kinder person.
在家里，在教会，我希望我能够是一个更加慈爱的人。
And I repent in front of my brothers and sisters.
今天我向弟兄姐妹们来认罪悔改。
Father, help us to continue to walk by your Spirit.
主啊，真的是求你亲自来帮助我们，让我们走在圣灵与圣灵同行。
brothers and sisters, just repeat after me as we close today. Just repeat after me. Dear Lord, that's right. Dear Lord.
Dear Lord.
Help me to be a man or a woman of God. Help me to read your word.
主啊，求你帮助我们成为一个读你话语的弟兄或者姊妹。
Help me, Lord, to be accountable to other people. Help me to be in a small group.
主啊，真的是求你让我们每一个人成为彼此有担当的一个小组的成员。
Thirdly, Lord, help me, Lord, to confess my sins quickly.
主啊，真的是帮助我，让我能够快快的来认罪。
Help me be a quick and very diligent or very hardworking person that confesses their sins right away.
主啊，真的是让我成为一个勤劳服事的人，同时也是一个能够快速敢于认罪的人。
And help me to stay on my knees.
主啊，真的是也能够让我能够在膝盖之下
in prayer.
来一直来祷告你。
We ask this, Lord, in Jesus' name.
这一切我们向主求，奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen. Amen.